Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Many people are unsuccessfully fighting our subpoenas. We will continue to fight to make sure that the grand jury and the public gets the truth.
Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis says a grand jury has heard from about 60% of the witnesses in the investigation into whether former President Trump and his allies tried to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Willis called for testimony from several high-profile names, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who alleges the investigation is politically motivated. Willis filed a motion asking for Graham's request to quash his subpoena be denied. Also Monday, a judge rejected Governor Brian Kemp's attempt to block his subpoena, but agreed to delay it until after the November election. The Justice Department finished its review of potentially classified documents seized from former President Donald Trump's home. U.S. intelligence officials are reviewing the documents for classified materials.
There's no White House involvement in that. It is an appropriate action for the director and the intelligence community to undertake.
National Security spokesperson John Kirby responded to questions about the probe and expressed concern about violence unfolding in Iraq Monday. It's reported multiple people were killed and dozens injured in clashes in the green zone of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad between supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr and security forces. Al-Sadr announced he would step down from politics, triggering violence between rival factions. There were reports the U.S. embassy was evacuated, which Kirby denied. Now to Ukraine, where U.S. officials say forces are preparing for a counteroffensive in the southern part of the country, which is expected to combine both air and ground operations. Russia's war with Ukraine passed its six-month mark. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee and Pittsburgh to celebrate American workers on Labor Day. The trip coincides with the final campaign stretch before midterm elections. There are high-profile races in both states. They include a tight race in Wisconsin as Senator Ron Johnson tries to defend a seat against Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And in Pennsylvania, Democrat John Fetterman faces celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris responded Monday to criticism of the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan, aimed at tackling the nearly $1.7 trillion in outstanding federal student loan debt.
90% of the people who are going to benefit from student loan forgiveness make under $75,000 a year. And that debt has been the reason that they're unable to start a family, buy a home, and pursue their piece of the American dream.
The administration has yet to release an estimated price tag for the plan, which would cancel $10,000 in federal student debt for certain borrowers and up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Private loans are not included, which account for about 8% of outstanding student loan debt. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.